We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. Generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, noble viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, Hisat 5 and Hisat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basakam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkonsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. in Zona 10, en Cantiva, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, in Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Venezuela enhances access to pure drinking water for approximately 11,000 rural families. In Hero News, children help save an injured American man. In cultural news, Palestinians and Israelis are greeted by photographs of smiling faces. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 8th, is the birthday of the Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda, His Excellency Winston Baldwin Spencer. Born in 1948 in Green Bay, Antigua, His Excellency is internationally recognized as an outstanding diplomat. In 2008, Prime Minister Spencer received the Commander of the National Order of Côte d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast. It is the highest honor of this African nation, awarded for his exceptional leadership as chairperson of the Group of 77 at the United Nations. Also, in September 2008, His Excellency was the first leader to be given the United Nations Millennium Development Goals MDGs Achievement Award for his excellent efforts to accomplish the MDGs. Prime Minister Spencer also promotes sustainability and a peaceful future for children of the world. Today is also the birthday of United States Congressman Dennis J. Kucinich, born in Cleveland, Ohio in 1946. A committed vegan, the Honorable Kucinich has been recognized for his environmental advocacy and work toward a harmonious planet. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency Winston Baldwin Spencer and the Honorable Dennis J. Kucinich, for your enduring dedication to your fellow citizens and the Earth. We wish you a fantastic birthday in the company of loved ones, with heaven's blessings.
Brian News. Heavy rains continue to inundate Central America as Hurricane Ophelia and Tropical Storm Philippe ushered in a week of heavy rains in Honduras. At least 9 people perished by Tuesday, October 4th, with a number of roads that were cut off by flooding or landslides. The capital, Tegucigalpa, sustained significant structural damage as many houses collapsed, and officials endeavored to evacuate the families in time to spare lives. Meanwhile, in neighboring Guatemala, 5 rivers burst their banks, as relentless rains starting this past weekend also destroyed more than 600 houses and affected some 3,800 people in northern regions. Further south in Panama, officials on Tuesday declared a state of emergency in the province of Chiriquí after torrential rain led to 1 fatality, with hundreds affected by landslides and 4 bridges destroyed as power and drinking supplies were cut off. Local rescue and relief teams were dispatched in many of the disaster-hit regions.
When rain-related disasters were first reported in Mexico and Honduras, Supreme Master Qinghai on October 1st offered $10,000 for each of the 2 countries as she asked that our nearby association members please go if possible, to comfort the most desperate. The total $20,000 could purchase $147,000 in urgent supplies if obtained in the United States, based on the general cost of living in the 2 countries. Upon hearing of these updates, she asked that her association members also consult with officials in Guatemala and Panama on any help that might be needed there.
Our sincere appreciation, all officials and personnel working to ease the plight of the storm affected, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving support. May our greater benevolence toward all beings as a vegan world help such disturbing conditions to subside.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Thank you. tôi ra đời hồng hào cho núc ních, tôi cùng mẹ vui chơi. À, người nhìn tôi ưu ái khen tròn trịnh sinh ơi, mỗi ngày người qua thăm đem nước mắt sâu ngon. Ồ, mẹ con tôi cảm kích hàm ân trọng nghìn vàng, tôi sống đời êm đẹp trông che chở của bầm vỡ như hùng voi, dồn bẹp thân bé nhỏ vào giỏ em rụng rơi, không phương gì chăn trở. Ôi địa ngục nào đây, tôi hãi hùng rên xiết. Mẹ ơi, mẹ cứu con, chủ ơi mau bảo vệ chút đời tôi non bé. Mẹ tôi kêu nào hùng, mắt đẫm tràn thế trời cao không chưa hết nỗi đau đớn đoạn trường. Rằng ngỡ người thương thường nuôi nắng tôi lớn khôn, nào hay đâu toàn chỉ là bán buôn. Mai này thân tan nát, thịt xương tôi cực hình, cho người vui hê hà trong tiệc rượu linh đình. Con người và con ai, tôi chúc thọ đời dài cho gia đình sum họp, khỏi đau đớn như tôi chúc cả nhà kiếp kiếp được làm người, cho đừng sanh làm lợn nhân phố trà vây hoài.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet.
Day 473. Be vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai.
Monkey.
Swedish poet wins Nobel Prize for Literature. With over 15 poetry collections that have been translated into 60 languages, acclaimed Scandinavian poet Mr. Thomas Tranströmer was honored on Thursday, October 6th, with the 2011 Nobel Literature Prize. Having also worked as a psychologist for youths in prison, as well as the disabled, Mr. Tranströmer's prolific poetry is said to reflect both mystical and deeply personal themes. Even after suffering a stroke in 1990 that left him largely unable to speak, the now 80-year-old Mr. Tranströmer composed his latest collection, The Sorrow Gondola, which was published in 2010. Our heartfelt accolades, Mr. Thomas Tranströmer, for your deserved acclaim. May heaven grace us with your enriching presence and gifted contributions for many years to come.
Haiti selects new prime minister. In their vote for a third nominee, the Haitian Senate on Tuesday, October 6, overwhelmingly approved the appointment of Dr. Gary Conille as the country's next prime minister. Pending his successful presentation of a national plan, the country's new government will be fully formed. Dr. Conille is a physician who has served as both a UN development specialist and chief of staff to Haiti's special envoy, the 42nd U.S. President Bill Clinton. As prime minister, Dr. Conille and the former U.S. president will co-chair the interim Haiti Reconstruction Commission, whose mission is to assist in the complete recovery and expand the development of the nation. Our heartfelt congratulations, Prime Minister-elect Conille, on your new role. May heaven guide and support you in serving the highest goals of your country and our pure-hearted people.
Save our planet. New Zealand opposes Japanese whaling plans. Foreign Affairs Minister Murray McCulley announced on Tuesday, October 4th, that his country has joined in support of Australia's legal initiative made last year in the International Court of Justice to halt Japanese whaling. With Japan stating that the practice would resume this year in December, Minister McCulley warned that the nation could become isolated from the international community if her government proceeds with such disrespect for the strong concerns expressed by the people of Australia and New Zealand. He also warned that lives may be put at risk if there were a confrontation, especially given the peaceful but unyielding stance of organizations such as the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, which last year was successful in helping end the killing season early, saving the lives of an estimated 800 whales.
We thank Minister McCulley, the people of New Zealand and Australia, Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, and all others for your concern and courage in standing up to save these precious marine mammals. Blessed be such concerted actions in bringing all gentle co-inhabitants on Earth the dignity and peace they so deserve.
During a 2009 video conference in the United States, Supreme Master Ching Hai, who has expressed sorrow many times about the plight of the whales, spoke of their sentience and nobility, as well as their vital role for humanity's own survival.
These animals, they were born here in order to balance, to help us, to fill in the void of love that we lost through our inconsiderate actions. But sadly, we kill them. We kill our benefactor just because we are blind. If we can contact some of the best animal telepathic communicators, they will tell you that whales are the greatest love. I have told about different quality of love of different animals, and whales and seals are one of the few number one in loving power. So if we kill these beings, we really killing ourselves. Now, if we let them live, then they will be able to bring back to Earth the powerful, unconditional love, and they do their noble mission knowingly.
Save our planet. Seeking to reduce emissions and prepare for diminishing oil reserves, U.S. President Barack Obama on October 6, 2011, announced his support of a loan guarantee program to assist clean energy companies, saying that the investment risks are far outweighed by benefits such as new jobs and sustainable technology advances.
Warning news. A study by U.S. researchers published in the September 2011 issue of the Journal of Glaucoma finds that users of the illegal drug cocaine have a 45% increased risk of developing open-angle glaucoma, a disease leading to blindness, which they also contract at a much younger age. Hi, wonderful viewers. I'm Jolly the Gopher here with my beautiful daughter, Gopi.
We're dedicated vegans with a tip for helping your child learn to read. A good idea is to have a book on hand. That way, when you have an opportunity, you'll be ready to share a story.
You can keep books in the car, in your bag, or traveling toy container.
A big thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And thank you for tuning in. Now the weather around the globe.
In good governance news, Venezuela enhances access to pure drinking water and sanitation facilities for approximately 11,000 rural families. According to Prensa Latina, the $125 million US dollar program is being financed by a loan from the Inter-American Development Bank. The main recipients of the project are disadvantaged communities. Furthermore, His Excellency Environment Minister Alejandro Hicha stated that 96% of Venezuelans now have clean drinking water available. This is indicative of the achievement of an important Millennium Development Goal a decade ahead of schedule. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellency, Environment Minister Alejandro Hicha and Venezuela, for your care of your cherished citizens. May all the gracious people of your nation flourish in peace and well-being, with heaven's manifold blessings.
In hero news, children help save a drowning man. 22-year-old Tyler Birdsong of Oak Grove, Missouri, USA, was playing a game on an outdoor pool with his 9-year-old cousin, Stephen Romines, and Stephen's friend, 11-year-old Crichton Hill. Tyler jumped into the pool, scraping his head at the bottom. This made him unable to move his arms or legs. Realizing the situation was serious, the two young boys quickly entered the pool and succeeded in lifting Tyler, who weighed 104 kilograms, 230 pounds, so that his head was above the water. After being rushed to the hospital, Tyler was diagnosed with many severe injuries. However, in less than 1 month, he was able to walk out of the rehabilitation facility where he was undergoing care. The young heroes who saved Tyler's life believe a higher power must have given them the strength to accomplish the rescue. Bravo, Stephen Romines and Crichton Hill, on your remarkable deed, and God's blessing for a full recovery, Tyler Birdsong, with many wonderful days ahead. Coming up on Noteworthy News, mining photographs are displayed in Palestine and Israel. We'll go for a deep breathing and we'll be right back. Please stay tuned for more heartwarming news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, significant news for a meaningful world. In cultural news, Palestinians and Israelis are greeted by pictures of smiling faces. Inside Out, a project initiated by a French artist known as JR, organized the photographing of more than 7,000 people in Bethlehem and Ramallah in the West Bank and throughout Israel. The large black and white photos were then installed in various public places in the area, such as on billboards, buses and bridges. One of the individuals taking part in the project, Miss Mayan Lungman, said, "To see a huge, simple, bright face without words, you feel everything. I really believe this is a way of reaching people." The endeavor has also been held in Tunisia, the United States, Scotland, and South Africa. Kudos, JR, and all participants on this innovative artistic event. May joy and goodwill be extended to all precious beings on our fantastic ecosphere.
Now let's listen to a joke told in German entitled The Propeller.
Warum hat das Flugzeug einen Propeller? Damit der Pilot nicht schwitzt.
Blödsinn.
Doch, ich habe einmal einen Piloten gesehen, bei dem der Propeller ausgefallen ist. Was meinst du, wie der geschwitzt hat?
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Greetings, beloved ones. This morning I saw a coverage by your channel of Snadam Kaur, Manish Vyas, and friends. Then I visited your website and saw the beautiful offerings you were making. I appreciate that. Love, Risha.
Kind Risha, thank you for your supportive words. We wish you many hours of viewing enjoyment with divine blessings and all our love.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May heaven's boundless grace and light shine upon you.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
To address hunger in Kenya, China pledges $20 million in food aid, the largest donation ever made by a foreign country, with an initial 2,500 tons of rice already delivered and two more shipments of staples such as wheat, beans, maize flour, and cooking oil on the way.
Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff attends the 5th European Union-Brazil Summit in Brussels, Belgium, where she and other dignitaries call for a united approach to address the financial challenges being faced in Europe and minimize their effect on global markets.
Bahrain's Attorney General Dr. Ali Al-Bulanian states that the medical personnel recently sentenced in military courts would receive new civilian trials, as he also assured that none would be punished for carrying out their humanitarian duties or their political views.
At a meeting of UN High Commissioner for Refugees in Switzerland, award-winning Hollywood actress and UN Goodwill Ambassador Angelina Jolie brings attention to the humanitarian crisis in the Horn of Africa, encouraging continued aid that she says is still urgently needed to save lives.
2 years after disappearing, Chihuahua Mix Cooper is found 3,000 miles from home thanks to microchip identification and is flown across the country to be joyfully reunited with his California USA family, who said they never gave up on finding him.
To assist flood-affected residents of Cambodia, many of whom live in less fortunate conditions, UK-based Plan International donates child-friendly relief kits containing rice, water purifiers, plastic tents, mosquito nets, mats, and other personal necessities for their health and comfort.
Supreme Master Qinghai is offering $10,000 with gratitude to humbly support the good cause.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.